New Country Z100. Good morning. It's Lady Antebellum, and you look good. And speaking of looking good, my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, joins me on the show this morning. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
You see what I did there with the song?
I did. I saw that. That was very sweet.
Thank you. I practiced all day. Let's just get right into it, Joy. The most unrealistic reality show on TV, ABC's The Bachelor. I just don't know anymore. I really enjoy the time we get to spend together on the couch watching the show and laughing, but it's almost painful to watch at times.
I'm going to be honest. This season is very disappointing to me. I have loved nearly every season. I think Juan Pablo was probably one of the worst, but this is kind of ranking up there with Juan Pablo, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's just times where I don't understand Ari Lyndike Jr.
I decided last night that I really don't believe he's there for the right reasons, and he's not easy to talk to. He's not much of a gentleman. If he's not into a girl, he's kind of rude to her, actually. Like, he just shuts down, and it's like he doesn't even want to talk to him. He doesn't look at him. I don't know. Not very good at communicating. So I was very disappointed in him last night.
The boy is kissing every girl in sight. I mean, kissing every girl he can.
Right, but when someone like Annalise, you know, asks him for a kiss, he says, "I just don't think we're there yet." I'm like, huh? You kiss like everybody else, literally everybody else. I feel like he's not looking for wife material.
Let's just start off with the first group date of the night last night. It was just weird, and I didn't think it was fun at all. It was taking the girls to participate. They were going to be pro wrestlers for a day. What'd you think of that?
It was awful. Awful. I mean, I would have been the Tia, because as soon as that lady pulled my hair and started talking to me like that, I'd have been done. I'd have been like, nope, I'm out.
And there was no way to really talk to the girls except watch them perform in skimpy outfits.
Exactly.
We move on to a one-on-one date, which I thought was better because he took one girl, Lauren S., to a winery where they could actually talk and have conversation and drink wine. And that was like a date, you know?
That is the perfect date. You know, I mean, they went to Napa Valley, and I felt like it went really well during the day. But then at dinner, it was like something just, like, happened. And I think she was feeling that he wasn't into her, and so she was getting nervous, and she just talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked.
Yeah.
And you could tell he wasn't feeling it, like, immediately.
Yeah.
He gets rude, you know?
He
ends up sending her home.
I thought for sure that was going to be a connection, and it wasn't. And so he sent her packing. Then we go on to another group date, and the girls go play with dogs in the park and do a dog show. Our first pick, Annalise, is terrified of dogs, apparently.
Yeah, this is when I lose some respect for her, and I'm just like, I can't do her anymore.
Yeah.
I felt bad the way he sent her home. But, I mean, she had a traumatic experience with bumper cars when she was little, and then she had multiple traumatic, you know, yeah, episodes as a child with dogs. And I'm like, what? Like, what is wrong with you? At that point, I'm like, okay, no.
I don't know who it's going to be here. He gave Chelsea, who I think is crazy.
He likes aggressive women.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes women who kind of put themselves out there and not, like, not emotionally. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And I just don't think he's looking for wife material. That's just my opinion. Moving on.
Moving on. Here's the thing, too, that I wanted to bring out. How about Crystal? Crystal can talk normal.
Yeah, we saw her talking normal. I can't remember who she was talking to, but it was a very normal voice.
And Crystal thinks she's won the thing. Crystal thinks she's the next wife of Ari Lyndike Jr.
Mm-hmm. I was really happy she didn't get the rose on that second group date. I'm glad it went to Chelsea, because I think it kind of put Crystal in her place a little bit, because she was thinking, you know, I've got this.
I really don't know if you want to make any predictions. Do you want to do that?
I'm having a hard time with the predictions. I will say that Kendall's not the only one left that hasn't, you know, made me think no.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the only one I kind of like at this point.
Well, we'll see what happens next week. The most unrealistic reality show on TV, ABC's The Bachelorette. Hey, Nurse Joy, my beautiful wife, thank you so much for joining me today, and I love you very much.
I love you too.
There you go, from last night on The Bachelor show. It's just crazy, really. The amount of women that the guy is kissing is just gross. Now, and I'm being honest with you. It's like, don't you want to find out a little more here before, you know, you go in for the kill, so to speak, dude? I mean, goodness. I mean, do you have, you know, a bottle of Listerine around or something? Just crazy stuff. So we'll see what happens next week. Luke Bryan right now at Z100.